here at Hillsdale United Methodist Church for a few years now. When I first arrived, I met and visited with Woody and Helen, but already Helen was herself. As long as I'd known her, she was quiet and withdrawn. But from Chip, I've seen a very different picture of who Helen was to all of you, and I'd like to share what I've learned. For as long as Chip can remember, Helen was involved at Hillsdale United Methodist Church. She's been a longtime member and deeply devoted to supporting and maintaining this church. Much of that support has been through the kitchen of the church. Helen loved to cook and bake. She loved pies and cookies and cakes. In fact, this Thanksgiving and Christmas season was a favorite of hers because she could bake and cook so much for others. Funeral service for Helen would not be complete without at least mentioning the kitchen of the church, where she made meals for so many people and made it clear who was supposed to be in there and who was not supposed to be in there. But I think I've seen a window into why Helen did these things and why food was so important to her. Chip told me the world runs on its stomach, and Helen wanted to run it. She found a way to nourish and sustain people so they could connect with each other and do other good work. Her role in providing food made other ministries possible. I'm a little nervous about sharing this, but Chip told me another part of why Helen did the things she did. She loved men. Years ago, if you were a boy or man, you could not walk into this church without getting a kiss on the cheek from Helen. For any man who didn't have a wife that day, you had nothing to fear. Helen was here to fill that void. She begged to make any man content. I wouldn't have realized this on my own, but she had an incredible philanthropic streak. Carol told me how when the church would house the homeless as part of a network of shelters, Helen and Woody always volunteered. They would chaperone and cook, providing any need people had. While doing this one time, someone asked Helen why she does what she does. Why does she provide chicken and potatoes and green beans and salad and Jell-O and, of course, multiple pies when other shelters don't do any of that? Why such an elaborate meal for people that are homeless? Her answer, because these are people too. And she would feed them as she would any guest in her home. Perhaps one of my favorite parts about Helen was her love of playing cards. In every social event Chip described, there was always a card table set up for people to play and talk and, of course, to eat. Not only would she provide the food and company, she would also play cards with the boys late into the night. In fact, she would often outlast them. Even with the homeless, she would socialize and play cards, getting to know their stories. She treated them as her own people. She treated them like family. I've heard from more than one person concerning Helen that she was more of a mother to them than their own mother. Treated people like they belonged, like they were hers. Even on vacation with the family, she wouldn't quit. She kept working, kept providing food. She made sure people had enough, were taken care of, and didn't have to worry about their next meal. Because she was so relentless in providing, it was not long before the neighbors of the vacationing Stalters quickly discovered there was an endless supply of food at their home. Through sharing food, neighbors became acquaintances, and acquaintances became friends. This process of connecting with others became a hallmark of Helen and Woody. Wherever they went, they had friends. Wherever they traveled, they knew someone, or very quickly, got to know someone. There was another side of Helen, too. She was a huge sports fan. She loved the Yankees and Giants, swam deep into the ocean in ice-cold water at 80 years old. She golfed and traveled the world, reconnecting with friends they had made along the way. They connected with folks and provided for them as best they could. Even in the most simple encounters, Helen would talk to anyone, and if they talked back to her, they would become friends. Helen would go to ShopRite and know someone from every department. They would stop her and say, "No, Helen, you don't want that. Let me get the right one." She connected with anyone, anywhere. Helen reminds me of this passage in Matthew 25. It says, "Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.'" And the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we did these things?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." In caring for each of us, Helen has cared for God's people. She has blessed the king of the universe. We will always be grateful for her provision. We will always be grateful for her hard work, her incredible ethic that will be passed on from generation to generation. May we live our lives in such a way that we honor her memory and honor the king who she so richly blessed.